for the
we're pet. Very, very nerdy, like music nerdy people, like insanely music nerdy. So I guess since 98 we've all listened to
200,000 records.
Yeah, several thousand records. So you're I guess you're constantly evolving. With age, you sort of get an idea of your limitations in a positive way. When you're younger, you're just trying anything. You're ready to test any waters and you know, get in over your head. And I think today it's easier for us to say like, I don't think we could do that, but we could do this.
Yeah, and I also think with age and with distance, it's easier to define when we get together what we're good at when we're together. I mean, maybe some of the stuff that happens on the Refused record might not reflect at all the records I listen to at home, but when it's time to play Refused, that it has a certain aesthetics about it, and I think that's important. I think that when you were young, you have a tendency to lose yourself. The latest record you heard, that's what you want your band to sound like. And we're not, I mean, we want Refused to sound like Refused. We have like our own legacy and our own ideas. So I think that's important.
Yeah, we can get pretty sophisticated in the songwriting, but at the end of the day, we would never put out a song that we didn't think could kill live, like could be very, very effective in our live show. That sort of creates a coherence in the record, I think. Every song is really, really optimized for playing live, as well as, you know, just trying to write good songs. Mm-hmm.